Canada will postpone the cancellation of visa requirements for Czechs, possibly due to racial tensions in northern Bohemia. Canada initiated visa requirements for Czechs in 2009 due to a large influx of Roma seeking asylum there on grounds of racial discrimination in the Czech Republic. A new asylum system was supposed to be launched in late 2011 and would allow Czechs to travel to the country without a visa. However, according to the news website Aktualne.cz, that plan has been delayed until next summer. The Canadian embassy in Prague told the website that it is monitoring the situation in northern Bohemia, where racial tension has caused violence and demonstrations in recent months. Former Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek has left the Social Democratic Party, which he headed from 2006 to 2010. After more than a year of speculation as to his political intentions after coming up short in last year's parliamentary elections, Mr. Paroubek on Friday told the press that his patience with the party's platform had run out and that he wants to run a party truer to his conception of social democracy. He also said that he would have stayed with the party had it offered him an appropriate position. Mr. Paroubek is in negotiations to lead a revamped Czech National Socialist Party. However, its present chairman is opposed to that prospect. Social Democrat MP Jiří Šlégr also left the party on Friday. Both parliamentarians say they intend to remain in the opposition. The Ministry of Education has presented a proposal for college-level reforms to the government. The plan calls for financing based on quality, the merging of smaller schools, and the introduction of tuition. College institutions would also have more authority over their internal affairs, according to the plan, with economic decisions to be made by a council of regional politicians and businessmen. The schools would also have to sign 3 to 5 year agreements with the ministry in which they would stipulate the results they would attain in that time and establish the amount of funding they would receive. The introduction of tuition remains a controversial idea, with many educators opposing it out of concern for students becoming indebted. Russian residents in the West Bohemian town of Karlovy Vary are petitioning for the erection of a life-sized statue of Peter the Great on the occasion of the 300th anniversary of one of his visits to the spa center. A Russian company has offered to fund the monument for 2.5 million crowns. The municipal government has so far rejected the idea, however, saying they would not be opposed to a statue in the spa forests, where the 17th century Tsar strolled during his stay there. A deputy mayor told the residents that they could build the statue in the city center, provided a statue of Czechoslovak President T.G. Masaryk was erected on Red Square in Moscow first. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be cool and wet, with daytime highs of around 11 degrees Celsius, and high wind warnings are in effect over the night on Friday. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.